Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another day, another second, another night of rehab, everyone. Take some deep breaths with me. We made it another week. Welcome to rehab, everyone. I'm happy that you're here with me. I'm happy to be here with you. And of course, if you've never heard that song before, I don't know where you've been. That is Lean On Me by Bill Withers. What a great song. I mean, I think that's the whole premise. That's the whole idea. That's the whole thought of rehab. Lean. We need to lean on each other. We need each other. But before I go on to that, how are you doing? How was your weekend? How was your Mother's Day? My Mother's Day? It was pretty cool. You know, my mother's still around, which is a beautiful blessing. I know it's a blessing. People take these things for granted, which I always talk about. But my mother's around, and she's coherent, and she's a very loving woman. And we had a wonderful time at dinner. You know, I gave her a little something in the car because she's been giving to me all my life. So it's just a beautiful thing to have her and spend that time with her and my family. I'm always a big family person, you know. She brought that in me, you know. In my family, on both sides of my family, we're about unity. We're about being together. Now, I wish I was able to hang with my family more often, but just to spend a little bit of time that I did with them on Mother's Day was a beautiful thing. Hopefully you were, you know, able to spend time with family or close friends on that day just to have what I've been talking about, some peace. Because unless you just don't get along with your family, of course, but that's just a sad thing because that's the closest thing to you is your family. So, you know, it was nice to spend some time with my mother and father. He's still around as well, and my brothers and my, you know, everybody just was there, and it was a wonderful time. So I was talking about unity, and I talked about how, you know, family first. And that's what I'm really about. I don't see it any other way. I just mentioned how people don't like their family. Okay, fine. Do you have friends that you hang with to spend time with? Okay, well, if you don't have friends then you hang with to spend time with, who do you connect with? Like, who are you close to? Who do you talk to when you have problems? I feel like everyone should have some type of system or some type of community around them in order to be able to vent, to be able to bounce ideas off of other people, but just to have somebody to listen to you, you know, like I said with Vincent. And that's what unity and community is about. I can't necessarily assume that you have family and friends that you get along with. That's just, it's not true that sometimes you don't like your family, which is a shame to me because I love my family. Like my family, without my family, I wouldn't be here doing rehab. I wouldn't be trying to bring peace to other people. They are my reasons of having peace. They help me have peace. They remind me of me, and they remind me that everything is going to be okay. They always have my side, and it's a wonderful thing for me. And I know that it's a gift that is priceless, and I want it for everyone else. So, you know, around this time, I always like to ask a question. And the question, simple question is, who's your community? Who do you unite with? And if you can't say yes to any of those things, ask yourself why. Why haven't you gotten close to anybody? Is it your fault? Is it other people's fault? Are you just dealing with something? So there's a lot of questions, but I'll let you think about that, and I'll be right back. About unity, we're talking about family, we're talking about community, we're talking about peace. Okay, this might be your first time listening to Rehab. I go through this every time because I don't want to exclude anyone, I don't want anyone to feel like, what is this Rehab thing about? It's about your time. This is your peaceful time, this is your rest from the crazy world. You know, whenever I do rehab, well, the last three rehabs I've done, I've been laying on the ground, just laying. It's in the most peaceful place you could be when you just relax. And that's what I want for you all. I want you all to feel relaxed. I want you all to have peace. And that's all I want to do is bring peace to people. If I only can bring peace to one person, at least there's peace to one person. And that's the best thing that can happen. Because this the whole thing we deal with, the whole system, so to speak, our whole situations, With family and friends and work and careers and bills and problems and issues and drugs, I could go on forever. This is your time and rehab to have this little piece for yourself. So we're talking about unity, and I didn't go over the rules of rehab, so I'll go over them real quick before I continue on unity. No salt, no hatred. None of that stuff, no nasty, no drama, none of that behavior. And I say salt and hatred. And I'm thinking about, when I think about unity, right, I'm thinking about coming together as people. Hate comes to mind, right? Because why do we hate each other? You know, why are we constantly at odds with each other? Why in the world are we constantly bickering with each other? Why in the world are we constantly judging each other? We should be coming together as people to make this world a better place. You say, oh, that's some utopia view, it's crazy. I don't like so-and-so because they're loud this way. Let's be honest, because this rehab is about honesty too. So let's be honest. A lot of times you don't like somebody because of skin and the color of the skin. I don't like so-and-so because he's black. I don't like so-and-so because he's white. I don't like so-and-so because he's Hispanic. Let's get this straight. None of that matters. It's really about the person. If you're tied up about a skin color, you've lost your mind. Stop thinking that way. We need to unite. Oh, I like so-and-so because they like the Redskins and I like the Cowboys. Oh, they like Boston and I like New York. Who? None of that matters. They like chocolate and I like vanilla. So what? You like chocolate. You stand over there and like chocolate. And I'll eat the vanilla. What's my point? My point is, we're separate. We have these cell phones. I will talk about it forever. These devices, these things that are supposed to bring us closer, but really and truly, they're distracting us from talking to each other and getting to know each other better. So, tablet, cell phone, social media, you're getting information off of there. And so a lot of times you get information off of there that says to you, well, black people are like this, white people are like this, women are like this, men are like that. And that's forming your ideas and your opinions, and then you're thinking, well, that's exactly how everybody is. And that's just not true. Instead of sitting there talking to the man or woman beside you, you're constantly in this device or these things that's stopping us, it's stopping you, stopping me, because I do it too. I can't help it. You know, I'll be out with a group of people. Might be a little weird, awkward social situation going on. I don't know many people. So what I usually do, what most people do, pick up the phone, because it gives you a space to look like you're busy so you won't have, you know, awkward conversations. But personally, that's just me making a conversation awkward. I want to talk, but I don't want to bring up certain situations because I don't want to offend anybody. I shouldn't even be thinking that way. And that's what I'm trying to get over in the whole point of unity. I've spoke about my family. I don't have to feel that way around my family because they know me. They know I care about them. They know I love them. They know I want peace for them. They know I want them to be happy. So no matter what comes out of my mouth, as long as it's not negative, and they know I don't talk that way to them unless I want to be completely honest to them, they know I mean everything and do everything with sincerity. And so I can speak freely around them and be honest with them and talk to them about everything, which makes us closer. So as a people, I feel like we should be doing the same thing. If you're out at a lounge or a bar or in a grocery store, or anywhere, just pick anywhere. You're out and you just sit. You're in a waiting room waiting to get your oil change. What is most people doing? Messing around with their phone. You're at the doctor's office in the same position. What are most people in the lounge doing? Messing around with folks. You have a couple people reading magazines, maybe a book they read. You're on an airplane. Yeah, most people are talking to their friends. Rarely do you ever get to actually talk to people around you, is my whole point in this. And I feel like we should be coming together as a people. Forget your silly, and not to be rude, your stupid differences. Who cares? They're stupid. Let's bring each other together, talk to each other, get to know each other. So what? Some people are weird. Some people are awkward. Some people don't know how to speak, don't know the social norms. So what? That doesn't mean anything. Because the more we come together, the more peace we can bring each other. And so people won't feel alone and uncomfortable with social situations. The reason that people are awkward socially is because they just don't want to be judged. They don't want to be looked at differently. And because they don't want to be looked at differently, they shy away. That's why you have introverts and extroverts. When introverts would be loved to be extroverts if people would stop judging them all the time. So, you know, I just want people to understand that unity is very important. Having people that care about you, having people that you could talk to about your problems and your situations without judging you is extremely important to your life. And when we could come together and get along with one another, we could bring peace to each other. And then as a whole, we could go and bring peace to more people. And then more people can bring peace to more people. And then more people can bring peace to more people. And then we can have more of a peaceful world.
So lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to see. Somebody to lean.